Sports with the mighty Douglas Impuga sitting in for Sunny. Hello, Douglas.
Hello, Yahayev.
So, what do we have on the menu today regarding sports?
Yes, Yahayev, we shall begin with the Virgin Money London Marathon held yesterday, Sunday. Kenyan world record holder Wilson Kipsang won his second title in London. Kipsang set a course record of 2 hours, 4 minutes and 27 seconds with compatriot Stanley Biwott coming in second. Edna Kiplagat pipped fellow Kenyan Florence Kiplagat in the women's race, with debutant Tirunesh Dibaba coming in third. The energetic Andy Edwards was there at the finish line, where he caught up with both winners. Andy.
We're talking with a man who has won the Virgin Money London Marathon title 2014. That's Wilson Kipsang of Kenya. Wilson, you used such good pace judgment. Is this one of the best races you've ever run?
Yeah, I think this is one of the best races I've ever run, because winning in such a strong field is not easy.
Did you feel threatened by Stanley Biwott, who's run his fastest ever marathon today, when you and he broke away?
Yeah, of course. I think really Stanley Biwott surprised me. When I broke up from the group in 30 kilometers, I expected maybe Geoffrey Mutai or somebody else. But when I saw it was Stanley Biwott, he really surprised me. And when I tried to look at how he was running, he proved that he was very strong.
You seem so relaxed, even when you're running at world record or here, course record pace in London, and you seem to kind of exude energy. What's the secret?
I think for me, I've really tried to at all times when I'm running, try to have a posture which it can really enable me to run easy and to look easy. Because by doing so, you find that I save a lot of energy during the race. So I make sure that towards the end, I still have more energy to run.
You certainly had energy to spare. You broke the course record and you won the Virgin Money London Marathon 2014. Wilson Kipsang of Kenya, many congratulations. Thank you, Wilson.
Thank you very much.
We're with Edna Kiplagat, who won the women's title at the Virgin Money London Marathon some 24 hours ago, and Edna's had a chance to get some needed rest and sleep. I think one massage and more massage to come to restore the body of a champion. We've been talking about the gestures you made when you crossed the line, the sort of hands up to your head. Not the usual victory gesture. Was it a gesture of relief that after coming second on several occasions, at last you had won London?
Yeah, it was a nice win for me yesterday. I ran side by side with Florence for so long, and so it was hard for me because I didn't know who is going to win. But I tried to outsprint her for the last 200 meters to go, and that's when I hit the top is when I found I'm the winner.
You must have prepared so well for London. Was this a very important win for you? You've won 2 world titles. No woman has done that in the marathon, but you'd always come runner-up, or so often been runner-up in London. Did you prepare extra well for London this time?
Yeah, for sure. I've tried several times to run city marathons, and it has been a long time after I win New York. But this year I said I'm going to try my best in London. So I worked so hard in everything which we were doing, speed work, resting, and all what was required. And so I'm happy that the plan we had has worked. So I'm happy.
Did you have any problems in the build-up with such intensive training? Sometimes there are some injuries come and go, but did it go all smoothly?
It was hard for me because when I started my training in January, I had some sprain in the tendon, and it was hard because I had to reduce the training. I had to skip some of it, and so I didn't feel that that all the training went as expected. But after several treatments, that's in February, I started feeling better, and so I thought I'm late in training. But after some time, that's when I started picking up towards the last days when I come here to London. So I was not very sure that what I did was enough, but it's good.
What now? You and your husband, Gilbert, who's also your coach, you perhaps sit and plan. What targets could you have in the future, given that you are the world champion? You've won yet another big race, this time London for the first time. Would you be looking ahead to prepare for Rio, the Olympic marathon there? It's 2 years away.
Yeah, I ran in London 2012 for Olympic marathon, but I missed the medal. I was not feeling well. I had the flu the last 3 days when we were coming here. So at the mid of the racing, my body felt so tired and I didn't do well. I was 20th. And when I went back, I started training again. And I survived and I defended my title in Moscow successfully. But now I'm still looking forward to go and run again if I get a chance in Kenya to go for Olympics in Rio. So that's what I'm still looking forward for, a medal in Olympics.
So targets still to achieve, and I'm sure you'll be a contender 2 years in Rio. So Edna Kiplagat, right now, she's the Virgin Money London Marathon Women's Champion 2014. Congratulations, Edna, yet again. Thank you.
The energetic Andy Edwards in London. Thanks, Eddie. In African football, the first leg preliminary round qualifiers for the 2015 Africa Cup of Nations kicked off over the weekend. For more, let's go to Lagos and join Nightline Africa's sportsman, Segun on the Dot at DMA. Hello, Segun.
Good evening, Douglas, and good evening, Africa. Let's kick off with African football news. Mauritania on Saturday beat Mauritius 1-0 in the first leg preliminary round qualifier for the 2015 Africa Cup of Nations. Midfielder Adama Ba scored the goal in the first half of the match, played in the Mauritanian capital, Nouakchott. The return leg will take place in the island nation of Mauritius next weekend. Four teams were scheduled to play in the preliminary elimination phase this weekend, but Eritrea's pullout from the competition meant that its opponent, South Sudan, got a walkover. Both Mauritius and Mauritania have never played in Africa's flagship football event since it started in 1957. But both are keen on rewriting their own piece of history with a place at the 38th edition to be staged in Morocco. The aggregate winner of the preliminary match will advance to the second round to join the 13 teams that drew a bye into that round. After the first round, there will be two more rounds at the preliminary stage, from which seven teams will qualify for the group stage. 21 teams have already drawn a bye into the group stage, and together with the seven qualifiers, will play in the seven groups of four teams each. The top two teams in each group, plus the third best placed team in the seven groups, will advance to the 2015 final, which will feature 16 teams. Host Morocco qualifies automatically. The draw for the group and final phase of qualifiers will be done in Cairo, Egypt, at the headquarters of the Confederation of African Football, CAF, on April 27th. Turning to boxing, Manny Pacquiao on Saturday night won a 12-round unanimous decision over previously unbeaten World Boxing Organization welterweight champion Timothy Bradley. The rematch of their controversial June 2012 fight took place in Las Vegas, United States. After a close round one, Pacquiao landed several hard punches in round two. The bout opened up in an exciting round three, with Pacquiao again having the edge. Bradley staggered Pacquiao momentarily in round four. The pace slowed in rounds five and six, but Pacquiao had some moments of sustained punches in round seven. Pacquiao, from the Philippines, outworked American Bradley and landed the better of punches for the rest of the fight, which was watched by over 15,000 partisan fans. Pac-Man was caught over the left eye by a headbutt in the last 30 seconds. Scores were 116-112, 116-112, and 118-110. Thanks a lot for listening. I'm Segun Adeyemi in Lagos. Now sending it back to Douglas the Mighty Mpuga in Washington.
Thanks, Segun. Now let's join Daybreak Africa sportsman Mark Homer in Swane, South Africa.
We focus on the South African Athletics Championships in the capital, Tshwane. African champion Simon Magakwe clinched his sixth consecutive 100-meter title in a national record of 9.98 seconds on Saturday. He hopes to retain his title at the Africa Championships in Marrakech, Morocco, in August.
It felt so great because, like, I was pushing the last 30 meters. I was pushing so hard that I won those times. Everyone is happy because I ran under 10. That's what they wanted. You know what is exciting? My coach is from South Africa. He's not from America. He's not from Jamaica. So everything that we do it here in South Africa. So I think it's like amazing, you understand? Like, because, like, compared to other guys who goes to America, Jamaica, those kind of things, and then they break, it's not like their coaches come from South Africa. So I'm glad that my coach made it first, and it's something that's special, you know? Yeah, that means South Africa has a good coach. I'm looking forward for Morocco and Commonwealth.
That was South Africa's Simon Magakwe, the Africa 100-meter champion, speaking in the South African capital, Tshwane. Meanwhile, making a comeback after a year's layoff due to injury, Rikenet Steenkamp reclaimed her women's 100-meter hurdles title in a lifetime best of 13.17 seconds.
Well, after the heat, I knew I could, so then I expected it. But before that, I wanted to go lower than last week. Last week, I ran a 13.45, so my goal was 13.3.
Since your comeback after a year's layoff, you seem to be improving significantly. Have you set any goals for this year in terms of time?
Well, you know, I wanted to run this, so I'm just pleased now, but I want to go and run Commonwealth Games.
That was Rikenet Steenkamp, the South Africa women's 100-meter hurdles champion, speaking in Tshwane, South Africa. Staying in Tshwane, Wade Fanny Kirk retained his 400-meter title in a lifetime best of 44.92 seconds. He shares his experience through the race.
I was very motivated before the race. I motivated myself. I left everything in the Lord's hands. I asked him, Lord, please pull me through the race. And whatever you give me, I'll accept it. And I just went all out. The last 100 was tough, but that's when I said to myself, let's fight. And I tried fighting till the end.